In Simon Reish Lamed He, which is entitled Zman Kriyashma Shel Arvis, when is the time in which one, preferably, one should daven say the Shema at Mar? So the Mechaber tells us that the Zman Kriyashma Belaila, when is the time in which one should begin saying the Shema at night? Is Meshas Yesias Shlosha Kochavim Ketan. It's when three small stars can be seen. That is the time in which a person should begin to say the Shema, which is, of course, say it's a kochavim. V'im hu yom unan. Let's say it's cloudy and you don't have a watch. Yamtin ad sheyetzi hasavik melibo. You shouldn't just guess, but rather you should wait until it's for sure dark enough and late enough that three stars typically would be seen if it wasn't so cloudy. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why we wait until this time is because it says in the Shema, Uvashachbacha means while you're lying down. V'kodem laila lazman shchivahu. Even though you may go to sleep earlier, but typically speaking, the time a person lies down is at night. And therefore before that, the Shema says you have to say it, Uvashachbacha, that's only at that time. The laila mikri, what do we consider to be night? Mishiniru barakiya shloshe kochavim beinonim. When you can see three average or three medium-sized stars. Continues Mishnah Berurah, Ach mipnei she'ein hakol b'kiyum, v'yavo litos b'gedolim. Since it's possible that we're not such experts in astrology and understanding what is a medium-sized star, it's very possible you look at a star and you may think it's considered a medium-sized star, but actually maybe a very large one. And as he says in brackets, that certainly doesn't mean anything, but because some very large stars can be seen even while it's still day. And for that reason, Hechmiru gabi kriyashma, we're more strict in that we wait until three small stars are seen. So the worst is going to happen, you'll maybe make a mistake between a small star and a medium-sized star. But nonetheless, when you're able to see those three, then you can start saying the Shema, but not before that. And the reason why we're strict over here, that if you're not sure, is because we are dealing with a case of deraisa. And if you're not sure exactly when this is, we apply the principle of suffik diorisa l'chumra. We want to go strict and wait until, for sure, you're fine. And the Mishnah Berurah then says that, of course, the whole idea of a cloudy day of waiting is if you don't know. So, however, imhu yodeya mosai shoka cham, if you know when sunset was, then yamdin kashir arba milin. Then you should wait for the amount of time of 4 milin, the amount of time it takes to walk 4 milin after sunset, shehu ayin beis minut, which is 72 minutes past shkia, which means that if it's what does that mean, 4 milin? So if that's 72 minutes, if you would divide it by 4, that's 18. So it's an 18 minute mil, if you can call it that. That's how long it takes to go a mil is 18 minutes. So this is, of course, is not according to everyone's opinion. This is a more strict opinion of the 72 minutes. In fact, if you would look over here where it says Shki is 8:30, you'll notice according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, yes, 9:42, which is exactly 72 minutes after Shkia. So that's what it's referring to, the distance of 4 mil, which of course is the most strict opinion provided on our clock over here. Continues the Mechaber, he says, V'im kar kodem l'chein. So let's say, can you imagine, if you can think of a day, that we would ever say the Shema at night before Seitzah Kochavim, which happens to be very often. We'll have to understand how we can do such a thing. But if a person would do this, Chozev Rekario Sabulo Brachos. You have to say the Shema again, because you're saying it before Seitzah Kochavim, and therefore you have to repeat it, but you would say it without a bracha. Now, without the brachas kriyashma, as you said them already. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, quoting numerous poskim, the Mamre Mordechai and Nahar Shalom, that this is not some chumrah accepting upon yourself. Rather, it's ikar hadin. This is a requirement, that if you end up saying the Shema before the proper time, then one is required to say it in order to make sure that you fulfill the mitzvah by saying the Shema in its proper time. It continues the Mechaber, he says, V'im hatzibor machdimin likros kriyashma mibod yom. Let's say you are davening with a minion, and they say the Shema while it's still day, which is something, let's say, for example, we say on Friday night when we accept Shabbos early. in the summer months. So he says, Yikro imahen, Kriya Shema, you should say the Shema with them. Uvir choseha, you say the brachos as well. Yispal imahen, you should daven the Shemon Esrei of Mariv. Ukshagi zman, and once Tetzach Avim comes, Kari Kriya Shema bula brachos. Again, you do not say the brachos, because you already did say them, and you fulfilled your obligation by reciting them already. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this and says as follows. The question is, okay, we now see clearly in Halacha that a tzibur is allowed to say the Shema before Seitzah Kochavim. That's clearly brought down in Halacha. The question is, why? Why would we in the same Halacha say that you're supposed to say the Shema after Seitzah Kochavim, yet it tells us that a tzibur is allowed to daven before? Why would we allow it? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us for a very practical reason. He says, V'yosin kin b'mnei adchak. We do this for hadchak is because we don't have much of a choice. Because shekama pa'amim il hoyu mamtinin b'tfilos arvis ad seitzah kochavim. Let's say we want to be overzealous. So we say, you know what? Let's do the Shema at the right time. Let's daven marv at seitzah kochavim. Let's say 72 minutes after Shkia, according to the Rebbeinu Tam. So that's all great. It sounds terrific on paper, but practically speaking, how you call echad holich leveso? So people after midrash go home, and v'lo ha'yim mispan b'tzibur. The best case scenario is assuming that they didn't make it to shul. At least they'll daven at home, but they didn't daven with a minion, which certainly is better for them to daven with a minion. Better that they should daven with a minion than for them to daven later, according to this opinion, at home. Shitarach lehem l'sasif od, because to tell everyone to come back at 10 o'clock at night is not practical, and it's going to cause an undue hardship upon the tzibur. V'gam, ika amehe ame, at least this is what was Chavetz Chaim writes about 100 years ago, the ika ame haaretz tuva, he had a lot of amharatzim. Maybe we don't have that problem anymore, but at least then, de'i lo yispalo b'tzibur, lohem yispalim klal. If we would tell people, you know what, we're going to reconvene in 2 hours from now, so a lot of people, they just will forget, and they just may not daven Mariv, and because of that, V'alkein soimchin atzman al das Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, we're going to go, as we mentioned before, the lenient opinion, at least for Mariv, he's lenient, that holds that you are allowed to start davening Mariv at Plag HaMincha, which is still, while it's yet day, while it's still, let's say, an hour and a quarter or so of sunlight left on a perfect day. So one is allowed to daven Mariv and follow that opinion. And therefore, the Shari Lassos came B'Shas Harchak, which is very interesting language. Mishnah Berurah says, what we do, but we're not excluding ourselves, what basically every shul that I've ever seen does, in which we daven Mincha, then we daven Mariv sometime afterwards, but certainly before Seitzah Kochavim, that's considered B'Shas Harchak. But under the circumstances, that is certainly the best thing that we could do, as opposed to saying, let's daven Mariv and come back a third time, in which, unfortunately, perhaps wouldn't have a minion, or individuals would not daven with a tzibur, or worst case scenario, not daven at all. And therefore, for that reason, we certainly have what to rely upon, as does every other shul imaginable, that davens Mariv before Seitzah Kochavim. So the Mishnah Berurah then discusses what was mentioned over here about the idea of what happens if, in fact, that's what you did. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Yikri Mahen Kriya Shema, you would say the Shema with them. However, V'lo Yechavin Oz Lotzei Sidei Chovas Kriya Shema Ki'im B'Kriya Shnia Shikori Achar Kach Bezmana. In the event when it's Friday afternoon and we start davening Mincha at 6:45, and we're already in the middle of Kriya Shema, we're starting Shema, and it's still light out, certainly you're not fulfilling your obligation. And therefore, one does not need to have the kavana of, I'm about to fulfill a mitzvah of reciting the Shema. That's something which one should have in mind another time. But later, when that time arises, then you should say the Shema again. The Mishnah Berurah gets into the detail as to exactly what should be said. Should only all three paragraphs need to be said? Perhaps one or two paragraphs? And that's something which we'll discuss next time.